This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
So as that clock continues to tick down, it's very relevant for a lot of deals that are still waiting to be done. It doesn't mean a thing to Jonathan Patton because his deal to Hawthorn is done and he joins us here on Trade Radio. Jonathan, good afternoon and congratulations, mate.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The obvious question is nice to have it done. I mean, as you could probably, you've been following along, there's still a few sitting out there that haven't been done, so at least you don't have that to worry about now.
Yeah, 100%. I probably can't feel exactly what the other boys are going through. As I probably knew most of the time that mine would get done at some point. Obviously, probably took a little bit longer, but that's fine. But yeah, definitely some nervous times out there for a few players for sure.
John, well done on the move, mate. You mentioned you've known it was going to be done for some time. That period of, you know, riding the wave of your teammates through the finals period and you not being able to, you know, participate physically, how was that and how did you handle it?
Yeah, it was very tough, Nick. It was probably, you know, especially leading up to the finals, obviously I had to make a choice throughout the year of sitting out and making sure I was 100% right for 2020, whether that be at the Giants or at the Hawks. And definitely throughout the finals, you know, there was a few different emotions of should I have played? Should I have, you know, should I still try and make a comeback and play? But at the same time, I made that decision that was best for me and my future. And also, you know, just also happy for the Giants that they had a really good run in the finals. So there was so much excitement around the place. So I was just trying to stay as upbeat as possible and just trying to soak it all in as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, your happiness for your teammates and that's one thing that you can't help but be captivated by from the outside looking into the Giants, that it is a real community and every individual success is everyone's success at that club. And guys like yourself, Cornelio, didn't get the opportunity to play in the grand final, but you seemed as involved, like even down to the guys like Dill Buckley and Tom Sheridan had parts to play in that week. So just, I suppose, a short reflection on your time at the Giants and how much, how much that culture, how significant that culture is.
Oh, yeah, you hit it on the head, mate. It was, that's just how good that club is. I mean, they just made everyone feel like they were a part of it, whether, you know, you were injured, you were playing, you weren't getting picked, no matter how much you were getting paid, no matter how many years you had in your contract, everyone was all in. And that's a credit to, you know, everyone at the club, Leon, Dave Matthews, all the leaders. And that just shows the character of the football club. And loved my time there at the Giants. Don't have a bad word to say about anything up there, but at the same time, I'm really excited and really grateful and about this new opportunity I have, and just walking into Wembley Park today, it's pretty surreal and feel like a kid in the candy store at the moment. It's pretty cool.
Jonathan Patton joining us on Trade Radio. So talk us through your process. Every individual process is different when you're trying to decide where to go. I'm sure there would have been interest from a raft of clubs. What was it about Hawthorn though?
I've got a lot of solid history at Hawthorn. I mean, I actually did my first work experience when I was 14 years. seriously, with Graham Wright in the recruiting department at the time. So just things like that. And my LES training week was here when I was 16. And I grew up down the road in Rogal from Wembley Park. So I've driven past here millions of times. Obviously, just the history of the club, the coach, the players, it just made sense to me, and especially looking for a new start. This was definitely the best place to be, and also just the belief that I feel that the club and the coaches and the players have in me is something that was just, you know, something that I just couldn't knock back.
We've been talking today about the Hawks before you came on and how precise they are and how specific they are, and I guess above everything else, how clear they are about where they're headed. Was that part of the appeal to you, knowing that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can just tell if it's the recruitment over the last few years, you know, obviously, you know, especially with my case, you know, they're never, you know, scared to take on someone that's had some previous injuries because they back in the doctors, the physios, the whole football department. and especially just speaking to them over the last sort of few months with their, even with their list. I mean, they've still got so many good players here. Obviously, there's been some absolute legends that have retired over the last few years. But at the same time, the development of some young guys, you know, coming through has been really, really cool to watch. And just sort of, you know, envisioning myself in the team and a forward line, you know, I could really see myself playing a really good role for him.
Yeah, John, you mentioned the Hawthorn's ability to get players right and get themselves back out in the park. Three knee recos for yourself. How are you physically? And I suppose, you know, the, how you've worked through the mental side, the mental anguish of rehabbing from that and trying to get back to the top level again.
Yeah, well, I kind of, because obviously I've, my first two knees on my right knee was, you know, in the space of my first 3 years. So, you know, you look, obviously my history is three knee reconstructions, but, you know, I had about 4 years of injury-free football at the time. So it was really just, and then my last year, my left knee went. So to me, it was more, you know, coming back from, I just had the mindset of coming back from one because I had all that time playing football, 70-something games without sort of an injury. So, but there was definitely days, you know, anyone that's gone through long-term injuries, you have days where you're feeling good, you have days when you're feeling bad. But that's a part of it, and you just got to get through it. And but at the same time, you know, this is obviously a part of the move was to really sort of fall back in love with the game again and get something new and just be really excited about my football again.
Was there a point where you'd fallen out of love with the game?
I wouldn't say fallen out. It was probably more of, you know, when I was watching it and training, you know, I loved it. But probably the times when you're not at the club or you're away, that's when you might, you know, might think otherwise. But as soon as you're out there on the track or you're watching the game, you know, that's, you know, you're completely in love with it. So I wouldn't say I've fallen out with it, but yeah, it was a bit mixed emotions.
You and Mitch Lewis, it's a big, strong, powerful forward line if you can work it out together next year.
Yeah, I just met him. I just met him this morning for the first time. I actually didn't realise how tall the kid is. He's about 200-something centimetres, and just watching from afar on TV, I didn't think he was that big. And obviously the way he can take a mark and just the raw talent he has. Obviously when I was sort of thinking about my time here, you know, helping him out and, you know, I'm only 26, but I feel like I've been around for a long time. So I've been lucky enough to play with some pretty good forwards over the years. And so I'm really keen to get into training and train with him and get some chemistry going. And hopefully next year, along with the other forwards, you know, Gunston, Bruce, these type of guys, wing guard, hopefully we can do something pretty special.
Now, on to off the field. You're 26. You've got the deal done. You're off to the Hawks. Now you can relax a little bit. You've sent Tommy Sheridan over to LA on his own, I've heard, and you've shafted him. Are you going to get yourself away and freshen up in preparation for this 2020 onslaught?
Well, I said to Tommy, Matt, I have to change cities. Unlike him, he's either staying in Sydney or he's going to retire. So I didn't have that luxury, but he's obviously, if you see by his Instagram, he's having a good time over in LA. But I'm just off to Byron, mate, on Friday with Adam Tomlinson. So I'm just going to go there for a week, and obviously he has to make the move back to Melbourne also. So once we've done that, we'll start the move and start getting acquainted with Melbourne life again.
I'm sure that if I'm any judge, Adam Tomlinson won't have a shirt on for the entire time that he's there as well. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for joining us. It's been great to have you on the show today. And I think I speak for all of us, and we just wish you some good luck. You deserve it. So I hope it all goes well with the move.
Thanks so much, guys. Much appreciated.
Jonathan Patton, Hawthorn's new signing as part of their new forward setup for 2020. It's